Martin Rogers, I will forever associate you with Baron Hall for so many gorgeous productions. It's lovely to see you this morning. Strabbley, have you been here your whole life?
No. I came here for the first time 52 years ago when I wasn't quite a year old. And
there's no way you're 52 years of age.
I'll be 53 in September. I'm proud of it.
Where's the fountain of youth here, if you don't mind?
Oh, it's a secret. Polyfiller. As my mom said. But no, we've been coming here on holidays ever since I was a baby. And then we moved here, Tom and I and Thomas, we moved here 21 years ago. And then my parents moved out then shortly afterwards because they couldn't get enough of the grandchildren. And I became part of the community. But although we were always part of the community, my father was very, he loved the singing and he loved the pubs and the singing in the pubs and telling stories. So he became very well known around and everyone liked my dad, I think, and he got on with them. And that made us part of the village.
It's a very, I was talking to Noel across the way and he had said it's such a safe community to raise a family in. It's a safe community to live in. Everyone knows everyone and there's a comfort in that, Martine.
Oh, there is. And everyone's related to everyone else. You'll find that as well. Everyone has a cousin or a second cousin here or there. And it's lovely because even when I'm doing productions with the kids, there's so many cousins or I can see their granddads in their faces or I can see their grannies in their faces. And it's lovely because you know they're seed and breed and they're dotes, lovely kids.
They're seed and breed. God, there's a gorgeous expression. You've been a busy woman this morning.
Doing the regular mammy things. I'm on my holidays at the moment. But next week we have workshops going on here up in the Baron Hall. So we have a lovely garden at the back there. It's a beautiful enclosed garden. And we'll be able to do our workshops outside for most of it. If the weather sticks with us, and hopefully it will.
So for anyone listening, what do these workshops look like, Martine?
Okay, what we do is a nice mix of crafts, art and drama, music. Singing and dancing, and it's what all the kids enjoy doing. We do a lot of drama games, improvisation, and then lots of crafts and painting and art, and the messier they get the better. So it's old t-shirts and old shorts have to be the fashion next week, and we'll do a lot of crafts, driftwood art as well. They love that.
And would that come from the beach now?
Oh, I collect everything. Ballyvoyle is brilliant for driftwood, and then the shells, you'll get them in Ardmore, you'll get sea glass down in Dunmore. So I'm always rooting around at the edge. I even have some lovely little pieces of crockery that I found in Greece last summer, and I have those ready to go. So
when my daughter was very small, she found it difficult at the beginning of school, and she used to bring a spoon with her, right? This sounds tragic, I know it does, but on the first year of school she'd bring a little spoon with her and she would dig in the garden of the Gael Skull and she'd find all the little bits of crockery and china and plate. I have buckets full back in my house, so I'm let's get on to him. We'll do something with that because it's very lovely.
Yeah, I think in rural communities, people bury their rubbish years ago. So you'd find old clay pipes and things as well. I know we did when we were building our house and when we were sorting out the garden and patios and that, we did find little clay pipes and we found donkey horseshoes, you little. So I still have those.
And the beach here, of course, it's absolutely stunning, but it's quite private. So if you're popping into the area, you're kind of looking for it. It's squirreled away. It's clean. It's beautiful. Would you pop down there regularly, Martin?
Oh, it's a magical secret. And once you know it's there, it's gorgeous. Strathbally Cove is the nicest place to learn to swim. It's very safe as well. Very safe. Take your precautions and mind your kids. But it is a safe place as long as you stay away from the river if there's a strong tide. Ballydewan is a fabulous place. Ballyvooney is super for snorkeling. The amount of things you'll see over there, it's just gorgeous. And the further down east you go, sure, all the coves are lovely. Garrus, the whole way down.
Yeah.
Garrus was our local one, really, when we were in Waterford. Loved Garrus, but out this side, it would be Ballyvooney is my favourite. And Ballydewan is just fabulous, too. Lovely.
We talk a lot about what fills your cup, I suppose, you know, and making yourself happy. It's hard to find any reason not to be happy when you sit here in the square looking around because it's so beautiful and quiet. But everyone says hello to everyone. Everyone waves to everyone. What fills your cup, Martine?
Even here on a foggy, misty, damp October day, everything about Strathbally is lovely. There's a tranquility here and there's a solitude in the village. Now, I know today there's a lot of cars, but I can remember, and I'm sure people listening in will remember, Mick Riley, Eta Riley's brother, and he'd sit on a stool outside the Cove Bar when it was her pub. and there was a dog used to sit in under it. And I'm trying to remember the name of the dog. I think it was Mrs. Roach's dog. And was it Slate or something like that? I can't remember the name of the dog, but yeah, I do remember them sitting there. And that was the epitome of Stradbally. It was where time stood still.
You paint such a picture. Martine Rogers, it is always a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thanks, Dimfna.